Look in Genesis 8. At the end of this flood, at the end of this deluge, Yahweh makes a promise, but included in that promise are some interesting words. Genesis 8, beginning with verse 16. Then Elohim spoke to Noah, that's actually 15, saying, "Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with them. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth, went out by their families from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to Yahweh, and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Yahweh smelt the soothing aroma, and Yahweh said to himself, "I will never again curse the ground on account of man. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth." It's like we can't help ourselves. From the time we're born, we have these evil, wicked thoughts. And it just becomes worse and worse and worse. And I'm not here today to try to make this into some "woe is me, look at how bad off we are" message. That's not the intent. The intent is to help us to really show that what happened this past week is symptomatic of the problems that all of mankind has. It just shows that wickedness prevails on the earth. And we know it won't be the last. We know that there are going to be other kids who want to take the copycat thing. We know that's going to happen. And then someone else will do something else, maybe killing even more people on an individual basis. Think back to the Washington, D.C. guy where he and his son, and you really want to figure something out, he gets his son to then do the shootings, but they're driving around just randomly picking people off. What kind of sick people are living in the world today? And yet, this is where we are. The world is a very disturbed place because man is a disturbed being. Look in Genesis 18. So Yahweh destroyed everything because it was so bad. And I believe we're heading in the same direction right now. It's so bad that Yahweh, and we know that the scriptures prophesy this, it's so bad that Yahweh is going to once again bring things to a head. Bring destruction. Bring judgment. Genesis 18, verse 16. Okay, so the earth is purified. We get a fresh start. And Yahweh knew it was going to happen because he said from his youth, people are just wicked and evil. Genesis 18, verse 16. Then the men rose up from there. These are the three men, angels. They came down to see Abraham and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham was walking with them to send them off. Yahweh said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that what I'm about to do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. For I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way, the derech." We heard that earlier in the short message. The derek, the way of Yahweh, by doing righteousness and justice, so that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him. And Yahweh said, "The outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me, and if not, I will know." And we know that the outcry matched the condition of the place. This area became just as the world had become in the time of Noah. And we're rushing toward it again when we see things like this. And every day in the news you see reports of mothers killing their children and then taking their own lives and sometimes not doing that. It is just a horrid situation. Let me just read verse 20 in this verse from the I think it's the Living Bible. "I have heard that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are utterly evil, and that everything they do is wicked. Everything they do is wicked. The earth is moving towards that. It's not like when this thing happens, there's an outcry. There's always an outcry. But you would hope that afterwards you would see this rush towards doing the right thing. And yet you don't see that. Yes, there's some people who say we've got to do these things and make the situations better. Yes, that's the case. You don't see that on a massive scale, and you don't see massive change. If you did, within the next week, you wouldn't see the same things happening over and over and over again. Man is degenerating. The worst is yet to come. Look in Matthew 24. Matthew 24, beginning with verse 9. We're moving towards the end of the history of human life.